Thanks, John. Said I'd like to go ahead and acknowledge my co-author, Steve Sarcy. This was work done while I was at Texas A&M. And this afternoon I'm going to talk about an autonomous module builder that we developed. The goals of this research project were first to reduce labor requirements during cotton harvesting. We've also been working on several other technologies to preserve seed cotton quality during storage, and this grew out of some of that work. So we're trying to address these needs by developing an autonomous module builder. Well, cotton harvesting requires a large number of seasonal laborers, and it's become more expensive and increasingly difficult to find adequate labor. And we've seen the results of this as manufacturers have developed these pickers with onboard module builders. These machines are quite expensive, and it's also not an option currently on cotton strippers. And a significant portion of the U.S. cotton crop of late has been stripper harvested, as the High Plains of Texas has become an increasingly important production region. Well, an automatic tramping system for the module builder was first developed in the 70s, shortly after the introduction of the module builder. And the commercially available systems are generally based on this design. There's no distribution of cotton done by these automatic systems. They only tramp the cotton at regular intervals, which is useful, but it still requires an operator to distribute the cotton and help quickly pack it down while the boll buggy's dumping so they can get back to the field. So we need some other improved systems that can reduce labor requirements. Some of the previous work at Texas A&M found that poorly formed modules, these are ones with shapes where water could collect like the picture there, regardless of this cover quality, if significant rainfall occurs, the lint value shows a decrease of over $200. And a related survey showed that 50% of the modules at Texas Gens had depressions where water could collect. So this is clearly a big economic problem. And conventional systems on module builders don't address this. It's dependent upon the operator of a conventional module builder to build a properly shaped module. So for this autonomous system, our first and most important specification is to build a module without requiring an operator on the module builder. The only human interaction would be commands from the boll buggy operator, or alternatively, a harvester operator, and this will be accomplished through a wireless communication system. This system needs to work satisfactorily regardless of how cotton is unloaded. By this, the boll buggy shouldn't have to unload at a particular location in the module builder. Cotton should not be pushed out of the module builder. An inexperienced operator, many of you have probably seen this, can push a lot of cotton out of a module builder as they finish the module, and we don't want to do that. The modules need to be built as fast as an experienced human operator would, and it should build modules with crown shapes that will shed rainfall and prevent lint damage. So this autonomous system was installed on a module builder with an automatic tramping system. And we used the existing solenoid valves and the valve control module and the sensors that were associated with that. And these determine when the carriage is at the front or rear of the module builder, and there's also a hydraulic pressure sensor. Previous work, we had developed a system to provide feedback to the operator on module shape. And this sensed the carriage and tramper position. And the sensors from this system were used in this project as well. Some additional sensors were also added to determine the location of cotton in the module builder, and I'll show you that in the next few slides. So these are from the feedback system. The tramper height was measured with that top sensor, which is an ultrasonic sensor. It sensed a plate that was mounted on top of the support column for the tramper, and a set of inductive proximity sensors determined carriage distance and direction by measuring the rotation of the drive shaft. So the location of cotton in the module builder was determined by mounting a photoelectric sensor pair on both sides of the tramper. It shows on the front side the receiver and the transmitter. And basically this determines when the tramper contacts the cotton. When the tramper's loaded into the cotton, that beam is blocked. You'll see some sheet metal work that was added to prevent lint tags, or seed cotton tags in this case, from blocking those sensors after it's raised out of the cotton. There were also sensors installed on the corner of the module builder. These are retroreflective photoelectric sensors. The transmitter and receiver was located on the corners. The reflector was located on the carriage. And this detects when cotton accumulates on the side of the module builder. And this was used to prevent the system from pushing cotton out of the module builder. So the system worked by initially pushing the cotton towards the ends to create room for additional loads of cotton from a bull buggy. And I'll show you a little video of how this works here. Basically, the tramper was lowered into the cotton. It uses that sensor to determine the location of cotton in the module builder. Apologize for the video work. It's kind of difficult to get video on top of a module builder. But it would push it towards the end of the module. And as the pressure builds up, it would lift the tramper so as not to stall the system. And you'll see the stair step action. It starts close to the end and then moves closer to the center. And this was done just because you can't move all that cotton in one single pass. Now on the final load, cotton was often moved towards the center using the reversed version of that technique that was just illustrated. This was disabled for later modules just due to a request of the producers in the area. They wanted modules that had a flat surface, despite what, you know, our research has shown. So it just did compression after the final load. And there was a slight crown to these modules just from that last bull buggy load being placed in that near the center of the module. Now when cotton accumulates on the sides, a different set of actions was taken. You'll see this cotton is piled up. The tramper travels a certain distance into the cotton, and then it extends, and it kind of grabs some cotton, and it'll drag it back. And this clears out room so that it can get to the end of the module builder without pushing it out. And after it does that, it'll quickly pack it down so that there's room for more cotton or to proceed with the algorithm. The wireless interface that I mentioned earlier, this was controlled by the bull buggy operator. This shows the screen here. It also provided an image of that profile of the module. The wireless transceivers that were used, that's an IEEE specification, that AO215-4. And basically, that will allow for mesh networking, where you could have multiple bull buggies and multiple module builders to all communicate. We only implemented this on one bull buggy and one module builder, but in the future, obviously, you'd want to extend that to more pieces of equipment. So 28 modules were built using this system in the 2008 harvest season and were measured with a height measurement system. And this is some photos of that system. Basically, it measured the height at multiple points on the top surface of a module. And it was mounted on a truck and driven down the side of the module. And you'll see some fingers that were attached to rotary potentiometers that rotated with the height of the cotton, and that would record the height from the ground at that point. There's a few other sensors to account for any angle of the arm and the height of that mast. Multiple measurements were performed on some of the modules to determine the repeatability of the system. This is broken out. Some of these modules had been covered before we measured them, and we uncovered to measure them. And there had been some significant wind. It was the rolling plains of Texas. So we found that these 50-mile-an-hour winds tended to compress the cotton under the cover, and there were generally very few depressions in all the modules. But using this autonomous system and that measurement condition that I mentioned, they were used as an effects in an analysis of variance. And the autonomous system reduced the number of depressions from over 43 to 32 per module. Now, that's including those that were covered during the windstorm, and we uncovered them to measure. But the same trend was noticed with those as well, but this is an average of all the modules. The autonomous system also reduced the water collection area along the length profile by 64%. And I'll show you, if I can find my mouse here. There we go. An illustration of what I mean by that is that, see, this red line indicates where water could potentially collect. Basically, this is a side view of a module, and I calculated the areas here where water could collect. And the reason I did this is illustrated by these images of two modules. The one on the left there is the autonomous system module. And it, as you can see, it has the highest area is near the center. It's not quite in the center, but it slopes down to both sides of the module. The one on the right is a conventional module, and you'll see several high areas there. And, you know, that was built by a human operator, and autonomous system, and that's a more desirable shape because there's a lot more potential for water to collect there. We found with the system we used to calculate the depression areas that that's very sensitive to individual height measurements. Kind of the analogy is if you have a pond and a dam on one end and you just have a small break in it, all the water drains out. And that's why I think our measurements of the actual depression volumes weren't very accurate or repeatable. So because they're so dependent upon one single measurement. But we see these profiles here that the autonomous system generally built modules that would have one high area in the center and would slope to both ends. Timing data for this, it required an average of slightly over 37 minutes to build a module. And that didn't include the unloading times. The maximum yields that were calculated that could be harvested without causing delays with this module builder were approximately 3 bales an acre for a picker, a 6-row picker, and a little over 2 bales for an 8-row stripper. The numbers used to generate these were some pretty conservative estimates. Also, some simple improvements to the autonomous system would reduce the time required to build these modules. The harvesting crew indicated that this was a useful system, and they were actually short-handed and for a large portion of the time didn't have anybody to run the module builder, so it worked out for them. And the equipment dealer that we had worked with in that area thought there was a significant market for the product there. So the autonomous system was simple for the boll buggy operators to use. The algorithms for moving and compressing cotton were successful regardless of loading conditions. The autonomous system built more desirably shaped modules than human operators, and it didn't cause any delays in harvesting. It also required few components beyond the automatic tramping system. A patent application has been filed for this system, and Crustbuster Speed King has licensed the technology for further development and commercialization, and it should be available on new module builders for the 2010 cotton harvest. So if anybody had any questions relating to that, you need to contact them, and I can provide you with that information if you need it. So I'd like to thank our support for this research came from Crustbuster Speed King, Texas AgriLife Research. We were also assisted by numerous cotton producers and ginners who allowed us to work on their farms and come to their gins and make measurements on these modules. And also the support personnel and student workers who helped with constructing equipment and testing this out. So with that, I don't know, do I have any time for any questions, John?
Time for a question.
If anyone has any questions, I'll... Yes.
The system that moves the cotton from the outside to the middle along the tramper is not a part of this system.
Well, in the final version we tested, it wasn't. And I don't believe it's anticipated to do that in the commercial version just from what their customers want. But you'd really have to talk with the folks at Crustbuster to figure out exactly what.
But my question is, are you still doing some work on that?
To improve or? I'm not. I'm not at A&M anymore, so I'm not. And that project's kind of ended. So, I mean, it's really in the stage where they're developing it commercially. So that's up to them. But, yes, our research does show that you should have more cotton in the middle of the module.